بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ رب العالمین، والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وصحبہ وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا، فاما بعد، برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، دی امپورٹنس آف اخلاص، دی امپورٹنس آف سنسیئرٹی ان آور ایکشنز، دس کی ناٹ پاسبلی بی اوور ایمفسائز، بیکاز Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts only those things which are done for His pleasure alone, not for anybody else. So anything that has any level of adulteration, of course the level of adulteration is different for different people. For example, Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, he took, he was as a very young man, maybe in his late 20s or something, or early 30s, he was in the Jamia, Nizamia in Damascus. He was in the university, he was at a level of a professor and the head of the department. So very senior person, many books, his books used to be taught in many places and so on and so forth. So he also, that position came with all the accoutrements of power and authority, so money and status and, you know, all the protocol and so on. And then suddenly Imam Al-Ghazali, he left that position, he resigned the position. He had one son, his name was Hamid, and he died, he passed away. He had daughters, he had a wife. So he made some settlement for them to stay without him. And he said, I'm going on Hajj. And he left and he went away for 10 years. And for 10 years, he traveled the Muslim lands incognito. And he did all kinds of very menial jobs, including for a while, he was the janitor. He was a sweeper in the Umayyad Mosque in Damascus. Nobody recognized him. They didn't know who he was. But he used to sweep the masjid. Now at one of these, I'm talking about sincerity and I'm talking about keeping the action pure. During this period, he was in a madrasa. He went to a madrasa, a very big madrasa. And there, they were teaching one of his books. And the ustad said that as the great Shaykh, Abu Hamid Al-Ghazali says, and Imam Al-Ghazali left the place because he was fearful that he would get some level of pride in his heart to know that my book is being studied by scholars and that I am being referred to with such respect. The reason I am saying is, it is important for us to ensure that the work we do, whatever we do only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for His pleasure. And that is why one must also give a lot of importance to the actions which we do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they have great power. For example, a few things. One of them is following the sunnah, which I keep talking about all the time, the issue of the beard. The only sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the only good action for which you don't have to actually do anything. It happens by itself. The beard grows when you don't do anything. When you start doing, sometimes people tell me, no, I'm making a lot of effort. So I tell them, stop making effort. Because of your effort, it's not growing. You're making effort with a Gillette every morning. How can it grow? So leave it alone, it will grow. Allah made it like this. But you're not growing it for fashion. You're not growing it because it looks good or bad. You're doing it because you want to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered this only for the pleasure of Allah. So it may look like a small thing. What is it? Big deal. I stop shaving so that my beard grows. It's not like that. It's a very, very important thing, and I'll tell you in a minute why. So also take the hijab. The ladies who did not used to do it, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in their heart and they start doing hijab. Take for example what I was saying the other day with regard to membership of clubs in which there is things are done which are prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, it might sound like a simple thing, that, you know, so what's so big thing, what's so difficult about writing a resignation letter and leaving? When you resign, then almost, you know, you get almost all your friends and so on who will jump on top of your head, and they will say you have gone insane and crazy, and this club, the membership takes years and years for people to get, and it costs so much, and you are leaving it, and this and that. So you have to face a lot of flack. Basically, flack from people who don't understand, flack from people who, may Allah protect us and protect them, they do not have khashyat of Allah in their hearts. But end of the day, you have to face it, because the club membership is a social status, it's a symbol, and so on and so forth. You're giving it up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, people who are involved in interest-based dealings, you know, banking loans, this, that, who leave it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them again, big problem, because problem not in a real sense, but I'm saying problem in terms of facing criticism from family and from other people, and you know, your bankers will come to you and ask you, and so on and so on. The issue is, despite all that, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the hearts of those He loves the desire to please Him. This is one of the, if you want to see and if you want to test and ask yourself this question, does Allah love me? How will you know that? We are not getting wahi. So how will you know that? First of all, ask yourself, is it important? Do you want to know this? Does Allah love you? Do you want to know this or not? And if you want to know this, then the simplest way is to ask yourself, am I obeying Allah or not? Because Allah loves those who obey Him. And Allah does not love those who do not obey Him. So if Allah loves you, then you will find that you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just look at your own life and say, what were the things where I did not used to obey Allah and I now obey Him? Yeah. Take this issue of coming for Salatul Fajr to the masjid. It looks like everything looks simple for those who do it. But for some other people, just getting up in the morning and leaving their house and coming to the masjid, no matter how near the masjid might be, is a very tough job. But alhamdulillah, Allah puts in the heart, so they do it. So alhamdulillah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you because Allah made this easy for you. Now, why am I saying this is so important? Because the hadith of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said there were three people, they were traveling somewhere and it started raining, so they took shelter in a cave. And as they were sitting in this cave, waiting for the rain to stop, suddenly there was a landslide and a huge sheet of rock slid down from the hill and covered the mouth of the cave. So now these people are stuck in this cave, literally buried alive. That's a particularly horrible way to die. May Allah protect us from such things, because you first go insane with thirst. I mean, it's not hunger, doesn't kill you. Hunger takes a long time. With thirst, you completely go insane, you go completely mad, and in that state you die. It's not an easy thing. Now these people are in this cave, completely pitch dark, cave, the mouth of the cave is covered with this huge rock. There is no way of escaping, absolutely impossible. That's it, I mean, this is kaput for them. So one of them said, the only way to save ourselves is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help, so let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask in the, and put as wasila, put as the means to ask, as an intercession, some deed, some action that we did only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said to the others, imagine this conversation is happening in absolute pitch darkness under the earth. So this one of them, he said, let us think about this and say, what in my life did I do only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And mention this and say, Ya Allah, if this was acceptable to you, then please move this rock. So the first of them, he said, Ya Rabbal Alameen, I am a shepherd, as you know, I graze my sheep and goats. And it was my custom and my practice that every night when I came home, I would milk the goats and I would take a bowl of milk. And I would first give it to my mother and father who are old, and then only I would give it to my children. He said, one day I came back, I got delayed. So by the time I got home, my parents had gone to sleep. But I milked the goats, I brought the milk and they were both sleeping. I stood by the head of their bed and I stood there hoping that they would wake up. I did not wake them up because I didn't want to disturb their sleep, but I said, I hope they will wake up so I can give them the milk. My children were crying. I did not give them milk until dawn, until the morning. My parents did not wake up until the morning, and my children went hungry all night. But I did not leave that place. I stood there and for this, and this was only to please you. And if you are pleased and if you were pleased by this action, please move this rock. And the rock moved a little bit. So some light came inside. They could see the sky a little bit. Then the second one, he said, Ya Rabbal Alameen, you know that there is this cousin, this cousin of mine who I loved more than anyone can love anybody. As much as a man can love a woman, I loved her so much. And I wanted to have sex with her. And she said, I will not be yours until you give me 100 gold dinar. So he said, I saved and I worked very hard and so on. And finally, I collected the 100 gold dinar and I gave it to her. And as I was about to fulfill my desire, she said, Fear Allah, do not do this without marrying me. Make nikah first, then do this. So he said, I left her as it is. I did not touch her. I left her as it is and I left the 100 dinar also with her. And if this, I did this for you and to please you, if you accepted this action, then please move this rock. And the rock moved some more. And the last of them is a man who said, Ya Rabbal Alameen, there was this man who came to work for me. And his wages for the day was one sa', which is a measure of millet, you know, bajra or something. He said, but when the evening came and I gave this man this grain, he refused to take it and he got angry for some reason, whatever happened, and he went away. So he said, that millet I planted on his behalf. And from this crop, I bought some cows and I got a shepherd. And those days slavery and so on was there. So he got this shepherd who was also a slave to look after the cows. And he said, after some time, this man came back and he said, I want my wages for that day which I worked for you and I did not collect my wages. So I told him, all those cows and that shepherd, they are yours. So the man said, you are joking. You owed me one sa' of millet. Where is all these cows? He said, no, this is what I did. So all this belongs to you. Please take it. Take the cows, take the shepherd and go. And he said, the man took everything. He did not leave anything behind. And Ya Allah, if you like this action, this was for you, please move the rock. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the rock moved and these men were freed from this terrible way of dying, which is to be buried alive. The reason I am mentioning this hadith is, of course, each of these individual actions has its own value. This issue of the last one of paying of wages, this hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif in the section on payment and so on. So each of these actions has its own value. By all means, one must do it. But the big lesson from this, one is ikhlas, to do something only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second thing is, that when you do this, when you do something only to please Allah, and all the things that I mentioned for you, the hijab and the beard and the clubs and the whatnot, all of these, you are doing it only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, you would not have done it. Your own personal inclination might be, for example, to shave. And you say, well, you know, I would like to shave. I really do not want to have a beard. I'm not saying it's a bad thing or anything, but I don't like it, right? I mean, I prefer to shave. But I am not doing it because this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might say, I don't want to wear a hijab. And frankly, one of the many reasons I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made me a male and not a female is because I don't have to wear a hijab. Seriously, I mean, if you have to wear a hijab, especially in the heat, then you know the meaning of hijab. But alhamdulillah, may Allah bless our sisters. They, despite all of that, they still wear the hijab. They put up with the discomfort. Only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. So also with interest-based banking, so also, I mean, I'm a business consultant. So, I mean, I understand, or I think I understand finance. So, my point is that, you know, if I borrow money, I can do this and that. I can go buy any car I want. In any case, I don't think my izzat is like in a piece of metal junk, so I'm not interested in that. But I'm saying the point is that all of this we do not do. Why? Because we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So value that deed. Don't think it's a small thing. It is a very good, it is a very, very important and a very serious thing, which one day, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this true for you, one day when you are faced with a situation for which there seems to be no solution, pray 2 rakat of salah, put this deed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, I did this only to please you. And if you accepted this deed, please solve this issue for me. And inshallah al-musta'an, Allah will definitely solve the issue for you. This is the meaning of وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Allah said, seek the wasila. What wasila? Wasila is with your own actions. Your own actions. And these are the actions. Actions where you do something which goes against your own nature, which goes against your desire, but you do that in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Whatever flak comes, whatever opposition comes, criticism comes, you don't worry about that. You say alhamdulillah, as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased, Allah will calm everybody's hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them pleased with me. But whether they are pleased or not doesn't matter. I want to please only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you do the deed for Allah, inshaAllah al-musta'an, a day will come when you will need a dua which will never be rejected. This is the dua. The dua that you will make, keeping that action of yours before Allah, which you did only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do this, some of these actions will be visible, but if they are also actions which are not visible, something you do quietly, nobody knows except Allah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Do that, keep this. This is your bank balance, so to speak. This is your resource, which you will keep and you will use, inshaAllah al-musta'an. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your du'as, and may Allah never reject any of your du'a. May Allah give you the ability to ask Him and to talk to Him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer you when you call upon Him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.